In this video, we're going to look at whether newspapers can influence political discourse by setting the agenda for what gets talked about. This will get at a broader question covered in a number of these videos, namely, newspapers with their political coverage, do they respond passively to the demands of their readers, or do they in some way try to shape the agenda? We're going to look at some data from 1996 to 2005 and examine how different newspapers have covered unemployment, inflation, and budget and trade deficits, of course, all economic issues. And this research is using a pretty simple measure of newspaper stance, namely, political endorsements. Is that paper backing Democrats or Republicans? And here's the main result of the paper, namely, Democratic endorsing newspapers publish fewer stories on high and rising unemployment when the incumbent president is a Democrat. And we find the exact same results from Republican endorsing papers, namely that they publish fewer stories on high and rising unemployment when the incumbent president is a Republican. It seems that these newspapers don't want to put out too much gloomy news when one of their candidates is in office. When it comes to the issue of unemployment coverage, ownership of the newspaper predicts better than readership of the newspaper. And of course, these previous results are adjusting for the political slant of the newspaper's readership. When it comes to the budget deficit, we get quite a different result, namely that readership of the newspaper predicts coverage better than ownership of the newspaper. So newspapers which are selling to predominantly Republican districts, they will have more coverage of the budget deficit, no matter whether a Democrat or Republican president is in office. And coverage of the trade deficit, well, that has a logic similar to that of unemployment, but it's a considerably weaker relationship. When it comes to stories on inflation, well, there are lots of them, but this research doesn't measure any partisan bias at all. There are also some comparisons across time, so we can look at the Los Angeles Times, pre and post 1965. At that point in time, Otis Chandler is taking over as a publisher, and the paper as a whole becomes considerably less right-wing or Republican. At the same time that the paper shifts its general political orientation, we find in the data that the uneven coverage of unemployment disappears. All of these results are taken from a fascinating research paper by Larsenese, Puglisi, and Snyder, and that's called Partisan Bias in Economic News, and it is available online.